Her father had died. A heart attack, they told her, or else a stroke. It wasn't the kind of thing anyone needed to check. She still had her job at the box, but the money wasn't enough now. Not for Amy or any of it, and her brother, in the Navy somewhere, didn't answer her letters. God invented Iowa, he always said, so people could leave it and never come back. She wondered what she would do. She paid the oil man what she could and turned the thermostat down to 50 to make it last. See, Amy, honey, it's like a big camping trip we're on, she said as she stuffed the little girl's hands into mittens and wedged a hat onto her head. There now, it's not so cold, not really. It's like an adventure. They slept together under a pile of old quilts, the room so icy their breath fogged the air over their faces. She took a job at night, cleaning up at the high school, leaving Amy with a neighbor lady. But when the woman took sick and had to go into the hospital, Jeanette had to leave Amy alone. She explained to Amy what to do, stay in bed, don't answer the door, just close your eyes and I'll be home before you know it. But then she made the mistake one night of telling someone about this, another woman on the work crew, when the two of them had stepped out for a smoke. Jeanette had never liked smoking at all and didn't want to spend the money, but the cigarettes helped her stay awake, and without a smoke break, there was nothing to look forward to, just more toilets to scrub and halls to be mopped. She told the woman, whose name was Alice, not to tell anyone,